This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is changing, right? These storms are coming in more frequently. Steve and I were on the phone last night on this topic. They're coming in more frequently. They're coming in more with more intensity. And as it relates to our infrastructure, our resiliency, our whole mindset, the playbook that we use, we got to leap forward and get out ahead of this. Any infrastructure money we get, I'll bet you a lot of it will be put into resilient infrastructure, because that's exactly what you need when you're the most densely populated state in the nation with our extraordinary location, which is second to none. I think any amount of investment we can make in the years ahead.
All right, that was the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy. It is incredible, the Ida flooding and what it has done to a stretch of the Northeast. Philadelphia, so much of it underwater. Just complete shock by so many people. Over 40 people have died in that region. I mean, incredible to say that. 190-mile stretch is what we're talking about. New York City, it was so dramatic. People at the U.S. Open trying to get back and had to scurry for safety because they got on trains where then they couldn't make a connection. There was so much that happened, I think, that really overwhelmed several states in the mid-Atlantic regions, that it was incredible to now see Ida's gone, but the trail of devastation, both in the South, in Louisiana, and parts of Mississippi, and then what happened in that stretch in the mid-Atlantic region is just shocking. It really is just shocking. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, we have rolled out the red carpet and it is dry, and we are welcoming you to this show, whether you're a first timer or you hang with us all the time. A lot of you listening to this didn't get touched by Ida, but you feel horrible for the people and you've donated and you've helped. And, you know, that's what we do in America, right? I love the sense of community, and the community on top of the community is what I call it, meaning the people around you, but then there's the people you don't know about that are reaching out and helping. And that's what we've seen both in Louisiana, the catastrophe there, and the craziness of the reverse flow of the Mississippi River near New Orleans, which is so uncommon. The battering that they took, the battering that New York and New Jersey took. It's why I started with Governor Murphy, because New Jersey, it was insane what happened there. Because on top of all the water, like where I grew up, there's a river called the Schuylkill River that nobody can pronounce unless you're from that region. And it just overflowed. And it's right by the Philadelphia Zoo, and it's right by some of the main parts. If you like think of the Rocky statue in your head and the art museum, it's not too far from there. It's right behind it. Well, it's just a wall of water that overflowed, and it was something that people were not expecting. So naturally, cars were toppled, trees went down, power lines went down, and that's the big part of this. I mean, just a monster. Mullica Hill, you had a huge tornado. Honest to God, it looked like something out of the movies from that movie Twister in the 90s. If right now I ran a clip from Twister, it would sound like it sounded in New Jersey. So the flash floods, the powerful winds, and the tornadoes. You have a million homes and businesses right this second without power still because of Ida, mostly in Louisiana. But you also have people in New Jersey who have some power outages because of this historic weather event, and in New York. And then, look, in Connecticut there were some problems, and in some other neighboring states there were some problems. But I think the bulk of it really hit that area, and a little bit of Maryland, because they in Annapolis they had an incredible tornado rip through there. And it's very strange to see the aftermath of both Louisiana. If you look, if you were to look at a map of Highway 26, just west of Loosedale, Mississippi, you would see it looked like King Kong walked through it. If you were then to go back to our friends in Louisiana and you were to look at spots in Louisiana that were completely annihilated by Ida, you would see that backyards were filled to the brim still with water because, again, of the aftermath and what happens when you have a hurricane that then takes its time and rolls into a tropical storm. So you have some power restored. You have flights that resumed in New Orleans, but you, again, have terrific, unbelievable aftermath pictures and video and that shock and awe. People that don't have drinking water, people that are just homeless, people that are trying to, you know, put it all together in Jefferson Parish, which is what I would compare to one of the worst areas hit. Near Baton Rouge, it's horrible in some spots. And, you know, finally, again, the city's main airport opens for commercial flights for the first time since the hurricane. Delta returned and Friday, United Airlines, and then the other carriers are doing that too. But you think about the running water. When I checked today and made just a quick call on this just to check some of the numbers, you have the number of customers with no running water is 185,000, give or take. But before that, it was over 500,000. In 7 parishes, at least 95% of the people didn't have power. 95% on Thursday. Only 35,000 of the 405 homes and businesses in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish had power on Thursday. Wow. So needless to say, there are governors that are very busy dealing with this and watching the pain of their constituents and trying to help in whatever way they can. So I think what Murphy says is true. It's going to be a different way to prepare in the future. And certainly, like in New York, the subway was shut down in New York City because it was inundated by rain and floodwaters on Wednesday. The rough estimate is that about 6.8 inches of rain fell across all 5 boroughs between 7 and midnight. So put this in perspective. That means that 35 billion gallons of water. I'm going to say this again because this is the shocker number to me. 35 billion gallons of water fell on the city during that period. That's why it was gushing into the subway stations. That's why the people trying to get out of Queens at the U.S. Open, our biggest, one of our biggest events, tennis event, a major tournament, that's why they were stuck because of what was happening to the subway system. So people were stranded for hours, for hours. All right, more on that and some other odds and ends as we flip it around the bend.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Drop on you, and at least it's not water that's dripping. I tell you what, again, the catastrophic force of Ida is what the buzz in the land is, right? Because if you're there, you're watching it, and you're deciding on what you're doing, what you're rebuilding, or maybe you just had a little bit of damage, you're helping neighbors. I know there's a lot of stories of that. I think where they were totally unprepared, not as much, of course, in Louisiana. Y'all are used to that in a sense, even if you get a little hurricane weary. But in the Northeast, this was unexpected. You say flash floods, we're thinking, oh, yeah, you know, the rain is going to add up, the total is going to get up there. But no. I mean, it was so fast and so furious. And that's why you got more than 40 people that are dead as a result of that, where they're finding people in cars. The cars were underwater because of the torrential rain. And so what they had to do in New York and even parts of Philadelphia, they did this. They put X's on the cars that they found abandoned to make sure there wasn't anybody in it. So you got to think, 1,300 miles of Ida from Louisiana's Gulf Coast to New York City. So it morphs from a Cat 4 hurricane into just a mess of tornadoes, wind, water. But the late phase was incredible. In New Jersey, our most populous state, 23 people dead at this point. There could be more, but for now, the number is 23. There were thousands of people on their way home on Wednesday night that got stuck in trains, planes, and cars. They were just suddenly engulfed, and they were shocked. They found themselves, you know, sitting in stalled subway cars with people that were drenched and freezing. And the announcements that were made on the public address system, because so much rain was coming in, they couldn't even hear it. They couldn't hear it. So think about this. Thanks to Governor Cuomo's exit, you got a new governor in New York, Kathy Hochul. So it's her 10th day in office, and this storm comes in. And you know, she said, we haven't experienced this before. We should expect it the next time. And that's the key. And that's what the governor of New Jersey is saying, at the expectations of what could happen, right? I mean, these extreme storms. It's just the insanity of now people trying to figure this out. And you had basement apartments flooded. There were people that were killed that way because the water rushed in and drowned them. That's exactly what happened. In the past 2 weeks, New York City has had three of its 20 heaviest one-hour downpours. In a place called Passaic, New Jersey, the Passaic River overflowed the banks, its banks, and merged with City Street. So that was the thing. You had fish that were flopping around, and they were just dying on the street. So you have alligators in Louisiana. You have fish flying out of the water in New York City. It is like a movie, but it's a movie none of us want to see played out in our lives. I mean, we don't. Mullica Hill, the tornado, like I said, it was a tornado emergency. I've never seen a funnel cloud like that. I lived in the heart of tornado territory, Nebraska. I mean, even in Texas, it would be considered a hurricane alley a little bit. In Mullica Hill, they were not expecting that. 10 miles from south of Philadelphia in New Jersey, no, right? But they were urging people, seek higher ground, you know, do what you can. And people got trapped. You know, what do you need to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? How do you protect yourself and the people you love from being in this situation? You know, what do you do? And it was, again, the shock, not expecting it. One thing to have water falling, one thing to have rain and realize, oh, this is going to collect, or I have to do something, or I have to get out of here, but not to the level that that they saw. I mean, I could talk about this, and I've talked to people all day long. I could talk about this throughout the whole show, but this is the buzz. This is the buzz of the cleanup and what happens and the shock, and we can do one more story. There's a guy that I worked with. His name is John Sterling. When I worked back east, and he's the longtime voice of the New York Yankees. So John was stuck in a car on the side of River Road in Edgewater, New Jersey, after leaving the Bronx, after calling the Yankees 4-1 win in Anaheim against the Angels, the win in the win for them. So anyway, what happened was Ricky Ricardo, who is a guy who, you know, he's a Spanish language radio voice, helped John Sterling out of his car and got him into his SUV and drove him the last, you know, half mile to his home, because otherwise he was one of those people trapped in a car. Luckily, somebody else on the broadcast team, Susie Waldman, knew that he was on River Road and how bad that was, because she had gone talked to him and gone back and forth. So Ricardo made sure that he could get him. I guess it was spotty service and to try to figure out exactly where he was. But he was stuck in his car filled with water. So he rescued him. Otherwise, he could have been one of those casualties. That's what it all adds up to. And this is it. I mean, the water doesn't discriminate. Whether you're in Mullica Hill in a giant house or you're in a basement apartment somewhere in the Bronx, it's the great equalizer. This was Ida and her fury unleashed all the way down on the Gulf Coast. and then all the way up through the Northeast. And there's going to be a lot of conversation about how do you prep for this? What do we do? You know, and again, the rebuilding, the damaged homes. And then we have Tennessee. I mean, let's not forget Tennessee and the people who have perished there because flooding, road closures that happened there as well. You know, areas just west of Nashville were decimated by record rainfall and flooding just over a week earlier. They got another almost 3 inches of rain in some parts because of this tropical depression by the time it hit them. I mean, already they had so many people that had died in flooding in Humphreys County. It's like 18. So now in this last 2 weeks, it has been devastating to see whether it's a tornado, hurricane, tropical storm, the rain. It's really just thrashed it. And Pennsylvania, too. So, because obviously Philadelphia. So Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, a little bit of Connecticut, Maryland getting some of it. Just now it's about recovering from this massive flooding. Just a tragedy to be overtaken by water and having no idea what you're doing to, you know, and how to pull this apart. All right, while that was going on, you also had something that has torn this country apart for a long time, and it now has gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had a dramatic 5-4 decision, leaving a Texas abortion ban in place. So this is a significant moment in history when you think of the 70s and you think of Roe v. Wade, and now in Texas, it's a very interesting law because what is now happened is the state has a extreme ban on abortions, and it's kicking into effect. So clinics across the state in the second most populous in the country had to dramatically limit services, and now there were people talking about will other states adopt this or not. But what is significant part of this law, as you kind of pull it apart, is there is this piece of the law of what can happen if somebody knows. The law allows any person, as long as they're not a government official, to bring a civil lawsuit in a state court against a provider accused of violating the ban, regardless of whether they're the person bringing the lawsuit, have any connection to the abortion being sought. If they prevail, they're entitled to at least $10,000 in damages. What does it all mean? Plenty of you had something to say in the mailbag. We're headed there next.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused massive flooding in the east. USA's Let's Pry has more.
Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells CNN,
"You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively, saying, tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process.
This is USA Radio News. If you're planning on going on a cruise, there's been some changes. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Carnival Cruise Line has new COVID-19 test requirements for fully vaccinated guests. Beginning September 13th, those who are vaccinated are required to get tested 2 days prior to sailing. Mask requirements are also being expanded in all indoor dining settings and enclosed spaces. Unvaccinated guests must still present a negative test at the cruise terminal, plus be tested before they board. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Amtrak has suspended all services between Washington and New York City due to flood damage from Ida. In California, better weather is helping fire crews battle a huge wildfire that's threatening communities around Lake Tahoe. The Caldor Fire has grown to around 210,000 acres and is only 25% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, lots of opinions about what happened in Texas and what it means for other states. We're talking about now the Texas ban, and you've got the pro and con on abortion, which has always been split in the country. And there are some interesting tentacles attached to the Texas law, and it will reshape the political landscape. And then the Supreme Court, of course, upholds it. So that, they say, at the state that it is right now. So they kind of, in another way, left the door open. So this is a whole different ball game. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can do it. A lot of you did. I'm going to go through a bunch of them. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So this is how you all weighed in. And remember, that's what the mailbag is about, your opinions. And this is what I love about this audience. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Please, God, we are the voice of reason, meaning you can express how you feel no matter what the thought is, which is why so many of you turn to emailing me. So here's a little bit about this, and from Matt's point of view. Matt in Connecticut says, hey, Kate, I cannot imagine being a woman and watching what's happening with the Supreme Court decision and in Texas. And I will tell you, I'm a registered Republican, but I think that there are issues that should not be set in motion the way they are. And the fact is, do we want these back alley abortion days to come back to us? That's just, it's just outrageous. The 5-4 decision that's based on the strategy put forward by a former law clerk, as I understand it, to the late Justice Scalia, is now in effect ahead of lower court battles over whether it's constitutional, meaning that this legal move, the Supreme Court allowing Texas to implement the strictest abortion ban in the nation, now opens the door for so many others, and it empowers private citizens, which is the part I find absolutely disgusting. And again, I'm going to remind you, I am a hardcore Republican in many ways. I slant on the conservative side, and I know there's some people that will say, well, then why is he sending this email? Because I don't believe it's right to do this to women. And the state that prohibits the most abortions now in Texas allows private citizens rather than the government to enforce the ban on abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. So you can imagine somebody snitching to get $10,000. I don't understand how that revolting, repulsive language could be part of any legislation. All of the people who are lawmakers in Texas should be completely disgusted with themselves. They are men who have no right to do this to women. My two cents, and trust me, my wife loves it. All right, so that's Matt in Connecticut. I love the emphasis on I am a Republican. All right, so Lori in Florida says this. Kate, I am mixed about what's happened in Texas. I don't like the idea that this is something that can be enforced by somebody in your community, anybody, which is ridiculous. From what I understood, I saw a piece of it on the nightly news. I don't understand that. That just doesn't make any sense. The fact that private citizens can enforce a ban on abortions, and if they turn somebody in, they get a bounty for it. I mean, a bounty for stopping an abortion. I don't know. It's like ulterior land or something. It doesn't make sense. I can't even really make sense of what I'm writing to you, because I'm trying to unpack all this and am stunned by it. I personally would never have an abortion. I do not support abortion at all, but I'm not so hardcore and harsh that I would stand behind the idea that somebody would turn a woman in. And plus the fact that it also covers if a woman is raped, too bad, no abortion. So violently raped, have at it. Imagine you have a 15-year-old daughter who is raped. How unspeakable and disgusting is that? And reporting relatives, reporting friends? Wow. Wow. Where am I living? All right. And then this one is from Kevin, who says, Kate, my wife and I are Texas Right to Lifers, and we feel good about the ban and that there shouldn't be abortions after 6 weeks. I mean, this is a long time coming and can be pulled apart. And I know some people think that it's the opposite and that it should be about choice. And I understand their arguments, and I have listened to the arguments, but we are very religious and we feel very strongly about it and feel like finally there's some teeth in this law. And I know there are parts of it that are unpalatable for some people, and I understand that, but I think that this is actually a move in the right direction. And I'm not saying that men should not take responsibility, by the way, and maybe that's part of the problem. All right, so, and then there's just one other, I mean, there was a lot of them, so I won't make it all about this, because there was also people that were in the middle of floods. But Jenny says, hi, Kate Delaney, I listened to the show, and I was very surprised, I have to just say, as a lawyer and looking at the Supreme Court, I was surprised that it was a 5-4 ruling, and that and maybe I shouldn't have been surprised, but that this restrictive law was upheld on the legal side by the Supreme Court, but I guess if you look at how the Supreme Court is stacked, perhaps we shouldn't have been shocked by that. You knew it'd be a narrow and slim vote. And the Supreme Court did say that there were serious questions regarding the constitutionality of the Texas law and emphasized that the recent ruling does not address, doesn't address some of that. So we'll see where this happens to be taken up in other parts of the country, because I think that will happen. Oh, it definitely will happen. Here's the thing. Abortion providers say the Texas ban, which relies on private citizens to sue people who help women obtain abortions that are prohibited under the law, eliminates the guarantee in Roe v. Wade. And I think that's what all of you are getting at and we're trying to explain. And the subsequent Supreme Court decisions that women have a right to end their pregnancies before viability, and that states may not impose undue burdens on that decision. So it looks like it turns away any kind of pre-enforcement challenges in federal court. To me, that's what it looks like anyway. And this is far from over. The discussions and what happens in other states, of course. But I think this is now, like I said, the shifting political landscape. Because could there be a hotter issue, guns, abortion, the political polarization of the country? And now this absolutely, you've got both parties that are now in new positions. So where do the Democrats go with this? And they'll mobilize on the threat side. And what happens with the Republicans after this law goes into effect? So, you know, what does that mean? And some don't like, you know, they don't like the idea because they know that this is going to, again, divide their constituents, and they're going to have to look at all of that, because what is the deal with politicians? They want to get reelected again, right? And so if they're trying to tiptoe around opinions or the legalities of things, they're going to have a hard time dancing around it. You know, they will, because the Texas law chips away at the 73 Roe v. Wade, and there will be more challenges in other states, essentially, for sure. And now, again, you have the Supreme Court on this, and, you know, you've got a Supreme Court case that's coming up this fall that's focused on a Mississippi law that would ban nearly all abortions after 15 weeks. So if the court's majority there rules in that way, certainly that would be potentially overturning the precedent that was set in Roe v. Wade. And I think we're going to see challenges, and I think we're going to see people grapple with how bizarre the parts of the law are, and the legalities, the constitutionality of it, all of that. That's it. And the law took effect essentially at midnight on Wednesday, and I think because people were busy in so many other directions, it kind of went under the wire, but it certainly didn't on Thursday, that's for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to lighten the load. Mic drop moment. You can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Unofficial poll, thumbs up or thumbs down to the Supreme Court and their ruling and what's happening in Texas.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Sound of ABBA. Yeah, something's going on, right? We live in opposite land, opposite worlds. When the Mississippi's reversing and the crazy things that are happening. So they're releasing their first new music, check this out, in four decades with a concert performance where they're going to go entirely digital. Yeah. So their new album called Voyage will be released November 5th. It's a follow-up to 1981's The Visitors, which was the swan song of this Swedish supergroup. You know, because of their music being played all over, and the Broadway musical and everything else in between, and the movies, etc., they've all made a gazillion dollars, whatever a gazillion looks like. So it's certainly not the money, but they've been creating this holographic live show using motion capture and other techniques with George Lucas's company, putting it all together. And I've seen some holographic work done before. I've seen people do that, and it's incredible, but not like a whole concert, which it would be wild to see a whole concert that way. And they said, listen, we decided we split up not because there was problems, but we felt the energy was running out of the studio so many years ago. And then we came together and we decided, hey, we took 40 years off of music. So we decided that we were going to come back. And we've always had the warm friendships and bonds and everything else. So 50 years after the founding of the group that had two married couples for most of its existence, and whose name, if you didn't know, this is an acronym of the first names of its members. I mean, this is it. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. Imagine that. Because of the stage musical Mamma Mia and the two films that followed it and everything else. I mean, their music is out there. So they've got a website, ABBA, you know, Voyage, teasing the announcement because tickets will go on sale on Tuesday. And so if you're thinking to yourself, like you do the math, how old is the group? How old are they? They're in their 70s. Right? You know, do the math of like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones and some of the other groups that have been around for a long time and how long they've been out there. And the oldest member of the band is 76. So something's happening when ABBA comes out of the mothballs and decides we're doing a holographic concert. We're going to be the first people to do this. And they could be the trendsetters once again because of this concert that is going to be completely digital, I guess, if you will. And it just blows my mind. I say that's the mic drop moment. And hopefully they won't drop the mic. I mean, I'm imagining George Lucas doesn't make his studio's incredible. They don't make those kinds of mistakes. If there was a mic drop, it would either be for comedy purposes, I suppose, or they would pick the mic up and they would reshoot whatever they were shooting, but a holographic live show. So again, you use motion capture and some other techniques to make it happen, and it'll be, I think, strange and spectacular, right? So they can be in the audience and they can watch their digital selves perform the songs. And I don't know, it could be something that happens with other groups if this is successful for them. I mean, maybe groups that decide they're going to reunite or were popular in the past or even current groups. It's almost like the speaking profession, which is, and since I'm always before the pandemic, I was out there taking a show on the road and I was doing speaking engagements here and there. And now speaking, meaning giving keynote speeches or what they call breakouts or whatever, you're either virtual or live, you know, live at the event, or there's a hybrid situation where you could be doing both. And this kind of reminds me of that, that, okay, that's a different world, and this is interesting. We could play with this technique. And imagine, though, I don't know, there's some sides of this that I think would be pretty cool. Because you could, if you shoot this, and it does work and it has that concert feel. I mean, it's, you know, it's something that you could, you know, use in other places, like roll it back out again is just kind of what I'm thinking. Kind of thinking that. All right, you probably don't want to hear this. And boy, I said I was going to lighten the load, and I am, I promise. And I just did there, right? But Hurricane Larry. Yes, there's another one. We're in hurricane season. Is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane over the Atlantic Ocean, but right now its path is uncertain. It's 600 miles to the west of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands, and it's moving about 17 miles an hour on Thursday morning it was. So it's about 2,500 miles, give or take, east of most locations on the East Coast. But it's, you know, over the open waters of the Atlantic. Does it eventually, is Bermuda where it's going? Does it turn toward North America? It's just too early to tell at this point. I'm just thinking of the several feet of water that came over the top of the levee system in this Hurricane Ida, and that 7 mile stretch of homes in Kramer, Louisiana. And then I'm thinking of the people in Mullica Hill in New Jersey, and the houses just completely flattened, and then the rain and dealing with that too as well, where cars were flipped and whatnot. And imagine hitting any of those areas again with something. And when you have a hurricane season that was predicted to be pretty bad, I mean, this is the deal. It was unprecedented, but it doesn't mean that it's done. It doesn't mean that we can't have something else that pops up and grabs us. Certainly we could. Of course we could, right? Yes. Yes, absolutely. A couple of things coming up. We're looking at what's still going on in Afghanistan, and it makes me think you look at September 11th, and September 11th, for me was a tough day because I was doing a show at WFAN in New York, and I watched what that was like going through that. And I've told the story a few times, but it's one of those things that you just think there must be angels or something, because I can remember being on a train with my mother the week before the Twin Towers fell and all of that happened, and we were at the U.S. Open. And I can remember saying to her, looking at the Twin Towers, wow, I haven't been up there in a long time. We should go up. And she said, absolutely. But, and, you know, in the next couple weeks, maybe in a week and a half, whatever. And we didn't get to do that because it was just a couple days later when the planes hit the towers. And when the first one went in, and what most people thought was that that can't be happening. Was that, did the plane just not somehow get off course? I mean, how could that happen? And then when you saw the second one, in from the point of view of being in New York and the New York side, yes, it was a scramble, and yes, about figuring out what was happening, but initially just seeing it, hearing, you know, seeing it on TV and being in that spot, not being far away from it in Queens, is just incredible. And the weeks that followed, and talking to the first responders and the people that I met through that, and how I saw that city come together, where you saw survivors coated in ash at Ground Zero, and raising the flag at the World Trade Center. We're going to talk about that next week and talk with some people about now what is it like 20 years later. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Thanks to Alex Kay for his fine work, as always, on the technicals. He is the maestro of this one. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.